Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, March 31st. The wind warning is still in place for the Bruce Peninsula and northern Grey County. There are numerous small outages throughout Grey Bruce, and about 200 customers are without power around Big Bay and over to Cape Croker. Georgian College's Alumni Association is donating $100,000 in support of the new nursing program. The donation was made to the Frontline Support Healthcare Heroes Closer to Home campaign. This campaign raises funds to renovate learning spaces, purchase cutting-edge equipment, and establish new awards, scholarships, and bursaries for the new Honors Bachelor of Science nursing degree program launching this September at the Barrie and Owen Sound campuses. The campaign aims to raise over $3 million to renew Georgian's facilities and equipment, transform its technology, and fund essential community-based research at both campuses. The Lamont Sports Park project continues to see strong community support. The Saugeen Shores Rotary Club has stepped up with a $100,000 contribution to go towards the second phase of the project. This follows a $250,000 donation from Bruce Power earlier this month. Mayor Luke Charbonneau says the second phase of the Lamont Sports Park in Port Elgin will include various amenities, including two baseball diamonds designed specifically for minor sports. Russian President Vladimir Putin has given what he calls unfriendly countries a deadline of midnight to start paying for gas in rubles or get their supply cut off. The EU gets 40% of its gas from Russia. Putin says starting Friday, countries will have to open a Gazprom bank account, which would convert their currencies for them. The UK has said it doesn't plan to do that. Germany calls Russia's demand blackmail. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered the release of an extra 1 million barrels of oil per day from American reserves for the next 6 months. The move, announced today, is meant to battle rising energy prices and to put more pressure on Russia to stop its invasion of Ukraine. According to the White House, this will carry the U.S. through until domestic production can ramp up at the end of the year. 45 Ukrainian buses that were headed to the city of Mariupol today have been stopped at a Russian checkpoint. According to the Red Cross, an evacuation attempt was planned, then delayed until tomorrow, but it's unclear what will happen now. If it were to go ahead, Russia would need to keep its agreement to open a humanitarian corridor to Zaporizhia in the west. Tens of thousands of people are still in Mariupol as Russian troops continue to bombard the city. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 185 points to 21,890. The Dow Jones is down 550 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.99 U.S. cents, down 13 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is down $6.92 to $101 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to play at home tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. The Leafs have won back-to-back games, while Winnipeg is coming off a shootout win over the Buffalo Sabres last night. Puck drop is 7 o'clock at Scotiabank Arena. 5 games in the Ontario Hockey League, just 1 in the Western Conference. The Windsor Spitfires put their 7-game winning streak to the test against the Sarnia Sting. The World Cup-bound Canadian men's national team fell to 38th in the latest FIFA World Rankings after losing 2 of 3 games in the final CONCACAF qualifying window. The draw for Qatar 2022 is set to go tomorrow at noon. And in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays have signed veteran outfielder Dexter Fowler to a minor league contract. Fowler played only 7 games last year for the LA Angels before suffering a season-ending knee injury. And in Grapefruit League spring training, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Detroit Tigers 5-3 this afternoon in Dunedin.